there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, and to be more precise, we're coming live from SVK Crypto's live event when EOS rules the world. It's been an amazing evening. It's been ram-packed. We've outfilled the building. I mean, I think it's nearly a fire hazard now. That's how many people are here. It's had a great time. There's been smiles all around. And now myself and the team are here to deliver what's been going on. So we had Shane kicking the evening off to a great start. Myself and Oliver were DJing. Oliver, what were we speaking about? Can you fill the people in?
Yeah, so our presentation ran through everything that EOS is doing, what they're all about, the problems that they're trying to solve. We dug into some of the finer points about BFT and finality, what we think mass adoption will look like in the future and how EOS is going to facilitate that, and then really how the future will shape out with blockchain applications. And the key takeaway from that was that we really believe that blockchain applications in the future will act very much like centralized applications. They'll be feeless. You won't know that you'll be interacting with a blockchain. And I think that is the key point for enabling mass adoption for blockchain technology and applications.
Oh man, I love that. And that's what we delivered on this evening. So what we're going to do now is we're going to get a couple of the speakers, because you guys listening haven't had the opportunity to hear them. So I'm going to grab a couple of them now. I'm here at the event. All right, I've just found Rob from EOS DAC. Rob, how was the evening? How have you found everything? What was the vibe like here tonight?
I think it's very positive, isn't it, all around? It seems to be plenty of beer flowing, which always helps. I think obviously having Brendan Bloomer down, it kind of upstages everything else somewhat. Yeah. But that's great. It's always great to have like the main players involved in the space, and it's really great to see all the perspectives there. And I think all in all, it's actually a really good evening. I think everybody was really quite energized by it.
Great. And how have you found the vibe here? How have you found the crowd? Did you feel they were up to, you know, do you feel they understood what you were saying? Because I remember your presentation speaking about RAM, because EOS DAC is one of the block producers. Did you find they were kind of engaged and understood what you were saying?
I think that people seem to get part of it. I mean, it's very hard to tell. Yeah. Because what we're doing is we're constantly working on stuff a lot of the time. So 16 hours a day, we're thinking and looking around the EOS side and all of that type of stuff. So when you're trying to explain it out to people who aren't necessarily as involved as you, it's always quite tricky to know where to pitch and to know really how explain it like the five type level you should go to. So.
Of course, man, of course. But I know you've had a great evening. You've got a massive smile on your face. What have you got to say to the listeners out there, Rob?
First of all, please make sure that you get involved with EOS. Get involved with EOS DAC, vote EOS DAC server, and all the other good block producers out there to make a really and look after these SVK crypto guys and listen to what they're saying, because they're certainly very into the space and into really trying to build the community up.
Absolutely, Rob. Thank you so much, dude. Have a great evening. And thanks for coming down and speaking, my friend. Have a good one. So now I have Serge, who is one of the main guys at Block One. We have one big thank you for coming down. We had a special guest as well, which we'll speak about in a bit. How have we found this evening? How have we found the vibe, Serge? What's it been like for you?
Yeah, it's been really cool. I'm super excited to see such a highly engaged community actually joining us at the event tonight. And I got approached by a lot of people, which is quite... It's actually much more than normally at the events, which is really cool, because I hear a lot of feedback coming from guys participating at the events. The appearance of Brendan, of course, is the highlight of the evening as well. So it was really cool. I feel really great energy. You guys are like jumping around. It's super cool. I'm loving it.
Dude, thank you so much for coming down, man. And one takeaway from the evening, what would it be?
Build an OSIO.
Woo! You know it makes sense. Dude, thanks so much for coming down, my friend. I look forward to seeing you soon. You got another event. You got the hackathon in September, which is the big one. Do you want to speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So we are inviting everyone to participate in our EOS IO hackathon in August 1st in Sydney, and then in London at the end of September. Go and check out eoshackathon.io for all the details on participation in the event.
Oh man, you heard it for there from the man himself, Serge. Have a great evening, my friend, and enjoy it, man. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Next, I have the man, the myth, the legend, Matthew Newton from East Horo. Matthew, how have you found the event this evening, my friend?
It came as I had enough. Well, first of all, always dropping knowledge as usual. I enjoyed your part, but it was a nice surprise there toward the end. We had a little showpiece from Brendan Bloomer, the man himself, giving the EOS fans what they wanted to hear.
Absolutely, man. How have you found the vibe this evening, man? How has it been? So you've been to a couple of our meetups now in London. Itor is based here in London as well. We come to your events, you come to ours, man. We're active in both scenes. How have you found the vibe tonight?
Well, having been to quite a few meetups and spoken at quite a few meetups last year, this year I was kind of a bit hesitant, but the first one I came out for was your last one. I thought, okay, I'm getting some good value out of this. So I came down again tonight and it was the same. A lot of great information being shared, people, a lot of EOS fans here, and you know, they got what they wanted at the end of the night. So don't come to the next one if you haven't been to the SBK.
The next one's coming, my man. Thanks for coming on the show, dude. Have a great night, my friend. And we look forward to seeing your meetup in 2 weeks. Next, we have Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SVK Crypto. Shane's a busy man. I've managed to grab him for a couple of seconds. Shane, how have we found the event this evening? How have we found it? What's the vibe been like? Were you surprised by the crowd's excitement with the special announcement? Can you speak a little bit more about that? Give me your take.
Well, first of all, Charles, I think all the speakers did very well today, but yourself and Oliver spoke amazingly well. We're also very lucky that we had two very prominent block producers in the house, which I think you're going to get onto and talk about. It was great to have Dave from EOS 42 and Rob as well from EOS DAX. So that was really wonderful. The lineup today I thought was really, really perfect. As you know, we do events each and every month, all for the love of the community. This particular time, we decided to focus on EOS. I thought the timing was right. And we work in Bishopsgate, which is one of our places which we hold. We really like it up here because it almost feels quite homely to us. I think we had about 250 to 300 people through the door tonight. A lot of faces that we know and some new people. But it was great to see the guys from Wanchain. It was great to see the guys from Digax. It was great to see the guys from lots of other ICO projects coming through. So, and that's correct. We saw the Neo community managers in the house. But I think the night went really, really well. Of course, I had a special guest, which I told nobody about. I had a surprise in my pocket. I wasn't too sure if he was actually going to come or not. I didn't know if it was a wind-up. But for those who don't know or for those who missed it, we were so lucky and privileged to be joined by the CEO of Block One and EOS, Mr. Brendan Blummer. And he came in and he came right up to me and said, wow, this looks really, really cool. I want to get on the mic. In fact, I want to do a Q&A. If you know Brendan, he usually does not tend to do Q&A, and he got up and he spoke so eloquently about what was going on, and he actually said, Shane, get them to ask me anything. We were so privileged to have Brendan in the house tonight, part of our community, and it really shows that these guys care about their venture capital and investments. They care about their community, and they definitely care about SVK London. So we want to thank Serge also from Block One, Head of Community Development, and for Brendan for rocking up. So I think all in all, it was a massive success. For those who missed it, please check our Telegram. We're going to have loads of cool pictures up on that. But more importantly, Charles, I'd like to say well done. You always deliver. And here you are, 9 o'clock, summer's night in London, doing your podcast. So thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate that. It was a great night.
Thank you so much, man. No rest for the wicked. And up next, we got David from EOS 42, dude. How have you found the evening? Because I know your presentation was done today. I know it was sent over. I know I had to hound you for that. And I know you came to deliver. And I think that's what you did. Your presentation was really, really good, by the way.
Thanks a lot, Charles. Yeah, no, it was what I call a spontaneous last minute thing. But really, I tried to make sure that I focused on telling the really diverse community from across the crypto world here all about the different challenges we were gradually working through, and all the positive things that block producers are trying to also do for the community as well. I have to say I was absolutely blown away when Brendan Bloomer walked in. that was my big moment of wow, because I've certainly never met him, and I thought he did a fantastic job with the whole Q&A. I thought it was really open, and it was great to hear him listening to some really smart questions, some maybe less smart questions, but a whole variety of things that people were interested invested in. And for me, it's just been a fantastic night watching the entire crypto community, you know, from EOS and beyond, all just getting together and actually focusing on the positives. So it's been great.
Is London the place to be?
Man, of course. London is definitely, I mean, I said it before, actually, the crypto hubs in Europe are definitely Berlin and London. But with regards to EOS, I mean, we built a huge community here. People travel from across Europe and beyond to actually present at the different gatherings. And I think it's phenomenal seeing that momentum building up. And I think we're going to take it into 2019 and beyond.
I love that. Listen, dude, thank you so much for coming down, man. And make sure you drink all the beer, because someone has to, man.
I'm on the last bottle that you've got.
Oh, dude, we've got 3 more cases in the cold storage. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Great stuff. I mean, it's been a really good event. I want to thank you, the listeners, the community out there, for everything that you're doing and everything you've helped us with. We couldn't do it without you. And I think it's a great... It's great for not only SVK Crypto, it's great for London, these events happening, doing them monthly like we do, trying to build our community, trying to add value where we can as well. And we're really, really passionate. And anything we can do at SVK Crypto to help you or your project out, feel free to email us and email myself even, cstory@svkcrypto.com. Feel free to join our Telegram, SVK space crowd, and also hit us up on Twitter at @svk_crypto. We appreciate your time, we appreciate your attention, and most importantly, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @svk_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.